MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Mongezi Motati, Senior Brand Strategist, Roger Wilker. The 2025 Fast Food and QSR Insight Survey just dropped from them. Mongezi, I appreciate the time today. There's a lot of data here, and I'm a nerd for data. Make no mistake about that. What struck me with it, however, is that no brand owns this space. McDonald's, KFC, they're the biggies, but most visible for everybody was by far the biggest. I mean, it really is a bit of everything for everybody.
This is true. Thanks for having me, Simon. So I think what this shows is that there's a big opportunity for smaller challenger brands to compete for their share of the market. That said, the big brand, for you to be a big brand to kind of show up when people search means you must have done a lot as that big fast food brand to do so. What we are finding, our research looks at branded search. So you would search burger by brand X, or fried chicken by brand Y, or grilled chicken by this brand or that brand, because the assumption is most people know what they're looking for. You won't just look for a combo or a special. You'd look for a combo or a special by a particular brand. So I think for these brands to have that top of mind awareness among their consumers means they've done a lot of work to get there.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump ahead to one of my questions from later. I mean, this is deals and reliability, perhaps more than loyalty. And that sounds weird because we're talking around not being loyal. But the thing is, to your point, I know who my favorite fried chicken, burger, whoever it is. And it is about that taste. It's about combo. And that ultimately also then comes to, it's about family and value, money.
This is true. It varies. So of course, the report is in three pillars. So the first pillar is share of search, which is data that's provided by Roger Wilco. The second pillar is provided by Brandwatch and Uno, and that looks at social media sentiment and conversations within the digital space. And the third pillar is around the mass market data provided by our partners, Moya App. And I think what this data kind of shows us is that on social media and digital platforms, the conversations are slightly different from what people expect in the mass market. And the mass market tends to be slightly underrepresented when you look at social media trends and trending conversations. In the space of the mass market, it's a family thing where families are buying to consume fast food on a Saturday or a Friday evening as family, as a shared moment among people who earn up to 9,999 rand, which is different from the space of, if you look on X, for instance, or conversations that people are having on social media, where I am talking about that combo, that burger, the people are talking about single serve types of items rather than the family combo. And this is why for us, it was really interesting to see both sides of the story. What's the intent when people are searching, and what's the outcome when someone in the mass market is buying, because we see what people are talking about on social media.
That intent is a great point. And part of it seems to be, and there's a line which I absolutely love, they're searching, they're solving for hunger, which is why the big search is whatever near me. And I have to be honest, I'm guilty of that. Although I cheat, I might just go into my local maps app. But it's around solving that problem and saying, I want something, but it needs to be close.
This is true. So let's take your case as an example, right? I mean, when you are at home or near work or in places that you're familiar with, you can go to the local cafe that isn't a franchise, which is where that everyone else kind of comes in, which we started with. But if you are traveling in Mpumalanga or Durban or Cape Town or any other place, you want to go with a familiar taste. That's when the near me and the trusted fast food or QSR outlet then becomes the top of mind one, because in those spaces, you are less likely to try the cafe near you that sells fried chicken, which you've never experienced before.
That's a great point, because in my hood, I know who my burger man is, but when I'm somewhere else, I default to the reliable. The other important point, because you mentioned Fridays and Saturdays, Friday evening, Saturday makes perfect sense, but also caregivers,
Mostly these are mothers. And you make the line of the quiet power behind fast food decisions. Mm. And I hadn't thought of it, but in hindsight, it makes perfect sense in many ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you'd remember growing up, it would be your mom who says, we're having KFC or McDonald's today. And the kids would all be excited. And I think in the mass market, because people have less to spend, they have to stretch their rand, literally. They try to go for combos that are firstly family favorites and that accommodates the taste buds of younger people or the little people in the home. So the caregiver or the mother kind of has a handle on what those things are. And she's the one who then makes that decision in this mass market. In fact, we looked at it from the mass market, but this is true in other markets as well, where you're not likely to order fast food for four people in four different places. You'll probably order in one place for all four for a family of four or five.
Yeah, absolutely. It needs to work for the family and ultimately the caregiver, which is, as we say, invariably the mother. A last question, and it's something, you know, I think when people think, and let me maybe take it the other way, when people think, you know, the lower end of the market, just doing it, this is up to 9,999, and they're looking and they're thinking, ah, there's no money in that household for QSR. The answer is there is, and this is in part because the QSR providers, they're doing a great job in terms of value, of flavor, of combo, of meeting that problem, hunger.
That's true. That's very true. And I mean, just to double down on the stats, I suppose, I mean, 35% of people within this mass market are telling us that they spend between 50 to 99 Rand per purchase. So if you could imagine how many fast food outlets have combos within that price point as family combos, you could almost see where most of their spend kind of goes. What we then did to kind of delve deeper into this was we tried to find out what is that single serve. So before Simon can buy for a family, what is that single sort of thing that he would buy at what price point for him to experiment to say this burger brand would be good for my family? We are finding that in the mass markets, that is like the 30 Rand price point. So the entry point is 30 Rand to go, I can taste this by myself for 30 Rand on a Tuesday or whatever. And then on Friday or Saturday, I can buy a combo for my family because I trust it. I've tasted it. I've tested it for myself. So there are these levels at which at this point, 50 to 99 Rand up to 150 Rand, I can buy for a family. But if I'm buying for myself to test something, it's at the 30 Rand price point.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to that value and the taste, but the value is absolutely there. We'll leave it there. Yeah. Mangezi Matati, Senior Brand Strategist, Roger Walker, appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.